Now, the team will be doing a training session. They're getting ready to do a training session, actually, as we speak. And our sports correspondent, Ruth Gorman, is at the ground. Ruth, good morning.
Bonjour, Frank. Ça va?
Yes, all of that. Bonjour, mademoiselle. So, the buzz really must be, it's coming across in your reports on the TV, but it really must be mounting there as people realise that this game on Sunday against Poland could make or break the entire thing for Northern Ireland.
Yes, I think that's something that the players are so aware of, and you know, there's a real focus within this camp this week. They've been here for a long time compared to some teams. I think the last team Portugal got in last night to France, so they were the last team to arrive. But Northern Ireland have been here since Sunday, so they have been here for a while. And of course, we're in Slovakia before that and Austria before that. They've been together a long time, but the focus is very much there for this game on Sunday. This is such a crucial game. How any team starts a tournament is so important, but just with the way the fixtures fall for Northern Ireland, this is just such a key game. If they can get even a draw against Poland, if they could get a draw against Poland and go in and get something from the Ukraine game, bearing in mind we're playing world champions, Germany after that, I think it just shows how important this is. And I think just from the vibe I'm getting from the players this week, I think they're obviously going into this game to win, but I think they would be pleased secretly with a draw if they got a draw out of this game.
Boy, we'd all be secretly pleased if we got a draw. We'd be elated if there was a victory. And the atmosphere with the fans, is that mounting? Are you seeing evidence of people in town really starting to enjoy what is a sporting holiday?
Yes, well, we're based near the team, so they're out of the way in a very tranquil village, very quiet, surrounded by vineyards and very spacious area that there's not much to do, not much to see and not much to do around that part of the world. So there's not really any fans around there. Most fans are actually in Nice at the moment, or else travelling out to Nice to make a bit of a holiday out of it by the beach before the game on Sunday. So we will see a lot more of that when we travel down to Nice at the weekend. But at the minute, there is evidence of some of the fans. We actually were talking to a camper van full of Northern Ireland fans last night. They had the bus all branded in Northern Ireland gear, and they had optics in the back to keep themselves amused while they were on the road and everything. So they've driven all the way over from Ballymena, and they're in great spirits. They were handing out flags to local school children and Northern Ireland glasses and everything. So everyone's in really, really good spirits. And we've been into the city of Lyon, which is a stunning city, I have to say, but there's a lot of evidence of football fans in and around there. There's a big fan zone up ready to host thousands of fans as the games come thick and fast now when it all kicks off tonight. So there is a real buzz. You know, there's Euro flags everywhere. Football in the town that the Northern Ireland camp are training, there's flags painted on the windows, Northern Ireland flags flying high on the town hall. They've really got behind, you know, what is going to be a fantastic tournament here. So I think it's only just going to increase. I think a lot of fans are flying in on Saturday, I believe, for the game against Poland. So Nice will be full of fans, I would say, come tomorrow.
What about the latest on the likes of Kyle Lafferty? We're hoping he's going to be fit, but you get a sense maybe that they're going to have to look to Will Grigg, Connor Washington, someone like that.
Yes, I mean, this has been the real talking point this week. Kyle Lafferty, it just so happened it was the open training session that this happened in. I think if it had been the usual training sessions where the press are allowed in for the first 15 minutes, nobody would have been any the wiser about this. None of us would have known much about this, but it happened at the open training session, which was open for an hour and a half, so we were all there to see it. And you know, it's a tough one to call, because Michael O'Neill came out straight away and said he's fine, he's been assessed and he is going to be fine. Of course, the next day we heard that he had a precautionary scan. He tweeted, he did tweet to say, it sounded positive from his tweet, but he didn't say the scan was clear. He just did a thumbs up and said bring on the polls, and you know, we're all assuming that means good news, but I think it's just a case of how he gets on over the next, you know, yesterday would have been key. I believe he was maybe training behind closed doors, doing a bit of running yesterday. That's what I'm led to believe anyway. And then today's the key here. We will see in the next 45 minutes to an hour whether Kyle Lafferty is taking to the training pitch today. I think that will be key. But I think, you know, there's a lot's been made out of, even if Kyle does start, who does Michael O'Neill play up front with him? And I have to say my money would be on Conor Washington. Two goals in his first four games for Northern Ireland. He has looked so impressive. He is so strong, powerful. He's got pace. He's got, you know, he's raw as well. There's a real rawness about Conor Washington that he's just, he, you know, he's just going out there to do it. He's come in. His story's amazing. He was a postman 4 years ago. I asked him the other day what he was doing 4 years ago when the last Euros were on. He said he couldn't even sit up to watch all the games because he had to get up so early to go out and deliver his post that he couldn't even sit up and watch all the games. And now he's playing in the Euros. I mean, it's quite amazing, his story. But just what he has done for Michael so far, and just his physicality, you know, he's such a powerful striker as well, that I think Michael, probably for the Poland game, where it is going to be a very physical game, I would say Conor Washington has a very good chance of starting. If Kyle Lafferty isn't fit, I would maybe go for Washington and McGuinness starting up front because of how powerful they are. Possibly Greg. I mean, Greg, he said it himself the other day, he's in the form of his life. He is a bit smaller than Josh, so it depends on whether Michael wants to go for that powerfulness up front first of all, and then maybe bring Will on, or he could go with Will and Connor. So it will be very interesting. Jamie Ward, of course, is there as well. I just think against Poland, he's going to be looking for that powerful powerhouse up front. So I really would put my money on Washington if it was me. But we're all obviously hoping that Kyle Lafferty comes through this and is able to start, because not just has he had such an incredible campaign and qualifying for the Euros and 7 goals and 9 games and all that, he brings so much confidence to the team because of that. You know, there's a lot of confidence that stems from Kyle in this team because of what he's done for them so far. So I just think for the whole mentality of it, I think it would be key for Kyle to start this game on Sunday. But who knows? We'll know more probably in the next hour.
Absolutely. And when you find out more, we'll give you a shout. You can give us a ring here, Ruth, and we'll have a yarn with you. Thanks very much, Ruth. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
That's Ruth going into that training session there with the Northern Ireland team. The countdown well and truly underway to the Euros. They start this evening. They'll be on the TV and then on the TV most nights. And you'd have heard on the news the conversation earlier on about who's going to be the goalkeeper in the Republic's game. Shea Given would have thought by this stage that maybe he would have retired and had his feet up, but of course he is back and very much in contention for the number one jersey. As you heard on the news, the veteran goalkeeper, as he's described, still doesn't know if he'd be starting.